who is Lily Waters? Who is the mastermind behind all this wonderful work?
Thank you very much. That's very kind. I wouldn't say mastermind, but thank you. I guess that's a hard question. Who am I? I'm a photographer and I'm from Melbourne. And I started photography quite a while ago. So I guess the photographic journey for me started in high school. I was doing film photography there. And I've always been drawn to the arts. So I'm a visual person. I come from a creative family. My mum is a painter and my grandmother was a photojournalist. And I was always kind of playing with cameras and film cameras and editing software and stuff like that in high school. And I really enjoyed making short films. So I then went to a photography school in Melbourne and fell in love with film and all that kind of thing. But I didn't start taking photography more seriously until I think it was about 6 years ago. So I photographed my first kind of body of work, I would say, which was a series of self-portraits shot on a really old camera from the 30s.
It's a film camera.
Yeah, so I've still got that. It's called a Rolleiflex and it's from Germany. So I guess photography sort of from there became just a kind of theme, like, became a big part of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So I guess you have that creative streak running through your veins, in a sense, through your mother and your grandmother. You have that passion and that eye for the arts, I guess.
A little bit, yeah.
Could you give us an insight, because obviously we've seen your works and, like I said, they're absolutely fabulous. Could you give us an insight onto the themes or concepts, or into the themes and concepts, rather, that your works draw upon or depict?
Yeah, sure. So my photographs are usually of women and in various landscapes. And more recently, I've actually been really interested in shooting other things, like still life. Type images of shooting underwater and using flowers and things like that. But I guess I'd describe a lot of my work is sort of on the dark and moody side. So
yeah, no, it's good.
I feel like I'm kind of drawn to a certain kind of beauty, you could say, but not pretty. So a beauty that has, you know, something really strange in it, like strangeness and, or some kind of darkness in it.
The conceptual beauty.
Yeah. So I actually use a lot of Photoshop, which is not all photographers use that, but I use it to manipulate my images, I guess, to distort them and make them more, you know, heading towards that kind of strange or collage kind of feel. So, yeah, I mean, some people ask me, you know, what does this mean? Why are there, you know, there's weird things in these photographs? Like, what is it? But I guess, you know, I'm not really thinking specific themes when I, you know, shoot. I'm just kind of allowing the work to evolve.
It's a natural process, in other words.
Naturally, yeah. So, I mean, I guess my work has featured a lot of women in it. And I guess over the years, I never really kind of knew why I started doing that. But seems like it's probably a little bit about self-acceptance for myself and relating to other women. So in photographing them and you know, spending time with them, is kind of that whole process is, I guess, a way of, you know, celebrating women and having them in my life and all that kind of thing.
So. Yes, sounds great. Speaking of processes, could you please explain to us the photographic process? So from taking these pictures or like you said, it naturally occurs from getting the idea to editing them, how long does that roughly take per image or just generally?
It depends. Like some are easier than others. The still life underwater stuff is actually quite a challenge, but I guess, like, you know, I know it's going to be a challenge, and I guess I like a challenge, and I really like Photoshop and stuff like that. So I kind of go into a shoot thinking I can fix this later. Like I can, So the Coral Lands, which is this exhibition in Sydney, is not of women. It's women. It's the still life stuff. So I had it in my mind that I wanted to shoot corals with flowers because I'd done flowers before, but I wanted to do something a little bit harder. And yeah. So I set up this in my house because you have to, it's a whole process with the water system. Mm-hmm. So it took over my entire dining room for a good while. So I was actually really lucky in that I was working with a lovely guy named James from Hyphen Aquarium in Melbourne. He helped me set up my tank and get it all ready to photograph these corals. So everything was kept in the one tank in my living room. So basically, we planned the dates of the shoots, and we made sure everything was ready. And I would basically wake the coral up in the morning by feeding them and turning the lights on and opening up the doors. Mm. And then when it was time to shoot, I'd turn the lighting off and I'd replace it with studio lighting. And so then I would add the flowers. So it's kind of, so to photograph these scenes, I used a focus plane merging technique. Yeah. To extend the depth of field. So that's, oh yeah, what is that? It essentially means because my camera lens was so close to the glass,
it tends to focus out.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really tiny. It's like millimeters, as in, you know, one petal on a flower is in focus and then one next to it is not. So really shallow. So what I would do is I photographed about 15 to 30 sections of the frame. So I would zoom in on one section and manually focus and shoot. And then I would, you know, move to the next petal and then make sure that was in focus and take a shot. So basically, in Photoshop, I was blending, you know, 15 to 30 images together manually to create this single image, which you would hope is all in focus. The difficult thing about that is that these things are moving. So it's not like, you know, it's a flower that just kind of stays still. These coral move, and sometimes it was literally like seconds to be able to get, you know, focus points of all this coral before they decided to go to sleep, which was happening often. So that was a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It sounds fabulous because I was just looking at the pictures and, you know, for something done in your living room or, you know, in a tank, that the photos itself are so detailed and so, yeah, I thought they were taken in the ocean. Then I thought to myself, how would she get to the ocean?
I wish I could do that. Yeah, that would be.
Could you imagine? Yeah. Well, I guess the fourth question we've got to ask you is, and I think everyone wants to know this question, how did you get your two works featured in a Hollywood production?
Yes. So that was just kind of a bit of a fluke. So Universal Pictures contacted me just out of the blue and wanted to put two big works in Christian Grey's apartment.
Yeah, for the 50 sequels. Shades of Grey, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit nuts. So I'd never actually read the films or seen the films or read the books. So I was quite surprised and very flattered, of course, that they wanted to feature my work. So the photo they put in Christian's bedroom is my best friend in her wedding dress lying in a duck pond. And the other is a girlfriend running around with a lobster. So the author of the books, E.L. James, she ordered a massive print for her new mansion in LA. And when I sent the print to her, I popped a little note in it about what the photo was of. So she could kind of have, you know, like a little bit of a funny backstory with this weird image. So basically it's my friend in a leotard from Kmart wearing a curtain on her head that I bought from an op shop, and she was holding, you know, a lobster that I'd bought from the market and running around in very high winds. So she was actually laughing her head off during the entire photo shoot, but you can't see because there's a curtain on her head. Mm. So it was really surreal seeing my photos in such huge films, and the prints nearly sold out after the releases, which was
congratulations.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was. I still pinch myself about that. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Congratulations with the two Hollywood productions as well.
Thank you.
Also, I just want to talk about more, and this is the final question before I stop annoying you.
Yeah.
So we've got the current exhibition coming up, well, on the 20th of June to the 1st of July.
Yeah.
What are the themes or concepts drawn on this? So this is Coral Lands. Was there I know you based your works in the past around females and whatnot, and you've taken it up now to still life and stuff like that. Is it because, like you said, also the natural process of it all, with this exhibition coming up now with Coral Lands, are there any, like, a backstory behind the reason as to why you would like to choose, like, you know, nature settings rather than females and humans rather than, you know?
Yeah. Well, I decided to photograph still life for this Coral Lands project, as well as the last exhibition I had last year in Melbourne, which was Plastic Fish. It was a similar series. It was shot in a tank. It was all underwater. It was flowers and fish. Mm. And it had themes of plastic running through the images. It was quite a small body of work, but it was basically, you know, it was a creative thing for me to do that was different than what I usually do, going outside. It's a controlled environment. We're using studio lighting. You can stay there all day and make things in a tank, which is, I find quite fun. It had like a bit of an environmental theme with the plastic. And so I guess I was visiting a lot of aquariums last year and this year, so Melbourne and Sydney, and then some amazing aquariums in Japan. And I just was mesmerized by these corals that just so just magical and colorful and bright, and I just kind of thought, well, you know, how can I get my hands on some of that stuff, you know? How can I, would it be possible for me to photograph these corals? And what I kind of had in my head before, I guess, is very different to what kind of came out in the end. And I guess that kind of always happens. I guess you can plan as much as you like, but
it never turns out the way.
It never, yeah. No. Yeah, totally. And this is really challenging because the coral is super sensitive. And I'd never worked with corals before. So I found out during that process there's actually quite a lot involved, you know, in the setup, and you look after them well and make sure they're not stressed, and also, you know, obviously be able to capture them in their best light. And I find it quite fun that you can just kind of work away in your lounge room for a couple of days building sets and playing with lighting, and you don't have limitations like when you shoot, you know, outside in landscape, which is just as fun, but you know, obviously you've got a small window of time in the day where you can photograph. And it was just a different, it was just something else I thought I might like to try it for a while, and I'll probably go back to women next time, or, you know, but all learning stuff, all learning experiences. So yeah, very enjoyable.
That sounds absolutely fabulous. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Tony. It's been lovely.
Thank you. Likewise.